On the question of embargoes, so much of the fiery rhetoric centers around cutting them off from the U.S., that is, from electricity or rare earths or potash. Is that something we're watching seriously?
It's something to be the most braced for. Canada is by far the largest supplier of energy, of LNG, of crude to the U.S. It's where we get most of that electricity as well. And so Canada has that card to play if they wanted to really cut us off. You're hearing some fiery language from some premiers across the country. We're not hearing that from Prime Minister Carney himself yet. He explicitly did not mention energy when he was talking about the sectors that would be hit. But I do think that's one of the reasons that this conflict is so interesting to watch, because we're seeing Canada stand up in this way, support its own industry with the support measures that you mentioned, that billions of dollars, and go the long haul on this. And that's left in their arsenal, that they could cut off the U.S. supply to these energy markets if they wanted to. That would be very damaging, even more so than just affordability measures in the U.S.